Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In Jazang in China, they're over in one particular region, they're going to every single church. The same thing is happening in the Middle East, but in China, and tearing down every single cross. And they want to take down every cross, over 4,000 crosses they're tearing down. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Chinese officials in Jazang province continue their campaign of tearing down crosses from churches. Recently, a group of Catholics wept and prayed outside their church as authorities used a blowtorch to cut down their cross. Officials are believed to have a 20-month deadline to remove every cross from the territory's 4,000 churches. Demolition crews have met resistance as parishioners hold prayer vigils and block entrances to church grounds. Even state-approved Christian churches are protesting the campaign.
Now, you're looking at it right here where over 4,000 churches, what is the constant theme? The theme is we want a world without God. We want a world without Jesus. You know, I was just thinking the other day, and we'll be talking about it in a future program. You know, we're at this governmental function, and I was asked to be able to pray there and pray with the city. And the first thing we did, we made a pledge. We had a pledge of allegiance. Mm. You know, a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You know, one nation under God. One nation under God.
To the republic.
Yeah, but just under God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everybody said it. That knew the words to it.
Right.
And then I looked at the city seal, the seal that represents the city that we were in. And in the center of the seal, it had a cross. That represents God's son. The cross does not represent God. It represents where God gave his son. His son was sacrificed on the cross. So when you say, you know, one nation under God, and then you have the cross, it's like Jesus, God and his son. You know, and so it's not wrong for you to stand up and say, we were founded on godly principles. That's God, this is, he's the synergy. No, we're not perfect. No, we made a lot of mistakes, but they've been happening since the garden. Our only hope is God. There is no other hope. We cannot have this nation without God. I mean, something will happen, some sort of tyrannical whatever. It won't be good. And so you're seeing a direct attack, even in America. I mean, you think of, I don't know if we had that clip where Hillary Clinton saying we need to change some deep-seated religious beliefs in America. Mm. Okay, listen to this. This is the same thing happening right here in America. Watch this.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
There is no America as we know it without God.
That's right.
And knowing God is not about religion. It's a relationship through his son, Jesus Christ. It's about knowing and walking and abiding with him. And he's, you know, it's about a relationship with God. We have more details about that at iabide.org. But understand, that's the same thing that's happening in China. That's exactly what Hillary Clinton just said. We need a new future, basically, that doesn't have this cross thing, you know, this religious thing, this deep-seated, which means seated means it's something that was here that's been growing for its beginning. It's like, and then you have, you know, people saying, we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back. You know, I'm like, if going back means to go back to God, yes, we need to go back if we want to have this. And so World War III, this former governor's talking about World War III. What he said, what he knows in the natural sense, God has revealed it spiritually. According to his word, he says he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first. You can find every detail about that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And we're telling you now, right this moment, you need to prepare for it. And one way to prepare for it is to sign up for the Torch, get the newsletter. We'll give you as a gift in the email, fruit and preparation. You can begin to think outside the box and realize it's not going to be, no matter what, it's not going to be the America we're used to for a while. But if we stand for God, and it may take some real difficult things. You think about this, who would have thought if you were a German, you were a Jew, and you're in Germany, and you're owning this business, somebody says, hey, God wants to give you your own land. I would say, I don't need my own land. I got a great business here in Germany. But a few years later, guess what? I'm ready to leave Germany. We're going to establish Israel. And now Israel's the most blessed land. It's amazing how God is just blessing Israel and the Jewish people there. God has an awesome blessing in store for those that are his. Many loss, huge loss of life is going to take place on the face of the earth. It's already happening already. People aren't paying close attention to it. And the biggest loss of life, we're going to pray, The biggest loss of life, by the way, based on numbers I heard, is happening south of our border in Mexico with the drug lords and all cartels. The deaths is taking place there. And we need to be just as concerned about our Mexican brothers and sisters as we are about our Arab brothers and sisters and Jewish brothers and sisters. But I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you. Make sure you stay tuned to future broadcasts. We're going to continue talking about this and revealing to you what God reveals to us. Father God, we just thank you for speaking.
Yes.
We know, Lord, that you have good plans in store and that the enemy cannot undo your good plans. We pray for our listeners, Lord, and our viewers, those that are watching now, that you would comfort them, that you would have them prepared, God, and that we would shake ourselves from this lethargicness and realize that these are not days as normal. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would prevent this, any kind of World War III, that you would stop, Lord, any kind of nuclear deal with Iran, that you would protect Israel, Lord God, and that you would turn America back to you, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to send revival, Lord God. End abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.